All right, we're at the we're like in the lobby, so it's really weird when we start singing because like it's weird enough when we yell at each other and talk, but when we start singing, I guess it's exceptionally weird.
I don't know. They seem to really dig it,
and we'll prove that again after this segment, right? But in this segment, let's listen to. It's fun. It's fun to do, to go to YouTube and watch the Miami Heat welcome rally. Do you remember when LeBron signed with Miami, Bob? It was kind of a big deal.
We were at Guys Night Out.
Oh, yeah. That's the legendary last Chris House
for decision
on the board, right?
Decision. Whoa. 2010.
Easy.
I thought, but we were talking over it because we weren't allowed to air it.
Don't you roll the eyes.
You guys are all morons. Except you, Dan. You didn't react like I just said a bad word.
We were all talking over it, you know, just commenting on the decision because we weren't allowed to air it. It was an ESPN thing. And that's when Chris House potted us down. Like, it was okay if we were watching TV and talking along with it, but it wasn't okay just to simply air it, but we just simply aired it.
That's why you got him fired.
Well, you can't cross me. You should let that be a lesson to you, Eric. All right. Here's the Miami Heat welcome rally, though. Right afterwards, they held a rally, and it said, "Yes, we did." It was like a mission accomplished banner. You know, it was exactly like that. You never see a rally in a parade until the championship is won. They basically had championship
you
rally.
You said it was just like that. I submit to you that George W. Bush, when he took the deck of the aircraft carrier, was at least, let's say, 40% through the campaign in Iraq. At least he had started it.
Okay, they hadn't played a preseason game.
These guys had merely tried on their uniforms and risen out of the stage to fireworks. It was really awesome.
Anyway, so
it was like the please hate us.
Leading up to this point, that we'll start it when they start talking to the guys. Leading up to this point, though, I can't imagine the behind-the-scenes political goings-on. Like, I think of The Wire when I think of all these negotiations. But they gave keys to the city. So Miami mayor was up there, gave a key to the city of Miami to all three of them. Well, then the Miami Beach mayor, I guess it's different,
okay,
or South Beach mayor,
mm-hmm,
had to give a key to that city. Well, not to be outdone, the county commissioners or council or whatever, some elected somebody, right, in the county.
Carchetti.
They gave them all a key to the county.
I didn't know those existed.
But they were like, whoa, whoa, you guys aren't getting on stage with these guys and earning important votes, looking like you're friends with them, and we're just left out here. We're giving a key to the county. So each of them got three big, giant gold keys, and they're lugging those around on their waist. All right, so now we're at the Miami Heat rally. Now they're all holding keys, and they're going to be interviewed by an exciting DJ guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Heat fans of all ages, all across the Heat Nation, we're about to talk to the three kings of Miami. But before we do...
The Heat Nation, Bob. I know you enjoy that.
Kill me.
Can we show some Miami Heat love to the two men most responsible for making this happen, Mickey Arison and Pat Riley?
Who's Arison? Is he the owner?
Yeah.
I wonder what Riley thinks. You know, former player, so he's seen the
way
league.
Way to go, guys.
Then lived through the L.A. Showtime Magic stuff.
All during this season, they promised you a dynasty. They have brought you a Dyna 3.
Oh.
This guy's very punny.
All right, let's
what
start,
season?
Let's
what is he
right
talking about?
Awesome.
Dwayne, you've been to a Final Four. You've won an NBA championship. You've been MVP of an All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
Tell us how this feels.
Like as
well,
if those things should pale in comparison, right?
This surpasses a dream come true.
Like, didn't he diminish what Dwayne Wade has done by...
Put yourself in the best position.
Yeah, and they haven't played a game.
To win.
Like, is Dwayne Wade thinking, really?
You know, have an opportunity to team up with, you know, arguably the best trio to ever play the game of basketball.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
Who's ever played the game of basketball?
It's Dwayne Wade's
right
house. but it's now also LeBron James' kingdom. LeBron,
so,
on behalf of all of South Florida.
I don't mean
Florida,
to call bluffs here, but
thank you.
The best Welcome. Three ever to play together.
That's what I'm saying, to ever play the game.
Magic, so Kareem,
and Magic
Worthy.
And Worthy.
Mm.
Not
How
really.
This morning we watched Wilt, Elgin,
and Jerry West.
West.
No. Come on, man. Oh, Bird, McHale, and Parrish.
When do you think D-Wade's history, like if he's a historian, when do you think that starts? Like if Mike accuses you of
he was
not
in the
thinking
03,
anything existed before 1980?
He was in the 03 draft. So anything pre-Yao Ming.
And he was in high school in the year 2000, right?
Yeah.
So probably around then. Doesn't your sports consciousness really start around high school age?
I can't believe you're playing this again. This makes me crazy. This makes me mad.
But we're in LeBron James' kingdom right now.
Wow.
LeBron is speechless, Bob. He's adjusting his headband.
It feels right. It feels right. And to be in this position, to wear this Heat uniform every single night, we're going to make the world know, not just this league, we're going to make the world know that
what?
The Heat is back.
The world.
Yes, we've all been waiting for the Heat to be back.
LeBron, you met with six teams. They all made very professional presentations to you. What stood out about...
None of them used a napkin and a crayon. They had... it was all typed up. It was
the
great.
Heat's visit with you when you met with the Heat brass.
I think Pat and Mickey, Nick Arison, those guys, everyone who came in, man, it was just stand-up guys. The organization is a close-knit group. It's all about
family. Close-knit.
You know, and that's what I'm all about. And when they said they had...
They were more of a close-knit group.
All of us joining together also, I couldn't turn that down.
So it's Wade's house, LeBron's kingdom.
Wait for it,
and
wait for
Bosch's
it.
Bosch's pit, baby.
Oh, I get it.
The Bosch pit.
Bosch's pit. Yeah.
Do you think Bosch
Visitors
really.
Visitors beware! Visitors beware! Enter at your own risk, Chris. In 2008, the three of you were on the United States Olympic team in Beijing and on your way to gold. And this is a solid gold trio, baby. On your way to gold.
So wrestling.
You began to dream about someday playing together. A few days ago, you thought it might be pie in the sky. That pie tastes pretty good right now.
It's great.
Yum.
Why are you
just
doing
hands the mic back.
Miami, Chris.
It's great. Here you go.
Thank you.
Why are you playing this?
What do you want to tell these people?
Because
well,
it's awesome. Because they're having a parade before
I'm
the
not
season,
lie
Bob.
To you. When I first heard the possibility of all three of us playing together, I really had to go home and just think about it. I said, it's no way. You know, of course it sounds nice, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. The days and months, I mean, not the days and months, but the months passed by. And me and Dwayne, we wanted to come here, and then LeBron wanted to come, and I mean, let's get it done, man. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you two a question first. Chris, first of all, what turned you on the coming down here? What was your presentation like from the Miami Heat? What stood out to you?
Well, just like LeBron said, it's about
it
family
wasn't Toronto.
In the organization. And every time I hear the Miami Heat, I hear first class. That's all I hear.
It's like LeBron said, it's about family here. It's like Mike Hampton wanted to go to Colorado for the school system.
From everybody. And I was telling my friends, you know, this is a world-class organization in a world-class city in a world-class arena. And we're going to bring some world-class basketball to this arena.
All
right,
first of all,
right here.
It's not a world-class arena. That's ridiculous.
He wanted his kids to go to Miami Edison so they can go to the league.
Chris, talking about world class, you might have
been... Oh, okay. So now, there's a lot of drinking going on here. I'm guessing. This is my editorial. And the county commissioners
yeah!
weren't getting enough pub. And now one of them is just going to grab the mic.
They start fighting.
Okay, one of them just grabs the mic from the dude.
There's a battle royal of mayors.
And needs to make sure he secures some votes for the future.
Has a question for you, Chris.
Chris, talking about world class, you might have been watching the World Cup and you see the passion. But there's no more passion than this lack.
First of all, was Chris Bosch watching the World Cup?
What the hell is he talking about?
Your thoughts.
Only by accident.
Okay, so, but now by mentioning the World Cup.
Like he's at a restaurant.
He's gotten five votes.
Table is adjacent to a World Cup match.
Watching the World Cup and you see the passion. But there's no more passion than this Latin Hispanic city of Miami. ¡Dónde está mi gente! ¡Dónde está mi gente!
He just got Dos Mil votes.
We do everything here with salsa, with merengue, with some serious passion. Now, Dwayne might have told you a little bit about it here.
Do you feel like this is drunk guy who just grabbed the mic?
Oh, my God, yes.
All right.
That's just what I'm picturing.
With some serious passion. Now, Dwayne might have told you a little bit about it here. He knows a few words in Spanish. I know I've taught him a few. LeBron, I don't know about you. We'll work on you. Don't worry. We'll get it. But I hear, yo entiendo. Que tú sabes un poquito de español.
Sí.
What did he say?
I understand you know some Spanish.
Okay, so Chris Bosch confirms, yes, he knows Spanish. Oh, okay, interesting.
Sí.
Let's quiz him.
So far, Latin fans, and they are numerous out here, why don't you give them some taste of your Spanish? ¿Por qué no dejas un poquito de sabor en español? A tu gente.
That guy can roll his R's.
I can't teach you that.
Hola. ¿Cómo están? Yo estoy muy bien. Muy bien.
Oye, ¿y qué vamos a hacer en la calle 8?
Oh, sí. Calle 8.
Un poquito de cafecito. Un poquito de cafecito en la calle 8.
Sí, todo.
This guy's drunk.
Todo.
Chris Bosch!
Gosh.
En español!
That is horrible.
That was funny.
Man, it's the greatest thing ever. And then,
they must be stopped.
Here's 30 more seconds. If you didn't want to stop them,
this
let's remember,
must end right.
This occurred in July. Let's 30 more seconds. It's probably the most famous 30 seconds of when they are talking to LeBron about some of their goals for the season.
We're going to challenge each other in practice. And the way we're going to challenge each other to get better in practice, once the game starts, I mean, it's going to be easy. I mean.
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Hey.
Vomit.
There you go, Bob.
Why'd you do that to me? I was having a nice day.
Because you needed to be reminded. In fact, maybe the Mavs.
I say buen tiempo afuera.
Did Carlisle play that for the Mavs? By the way, that part, there's two parts available on YouTube. One has been banned. The part with them guaranteeing all the championships
really?
Has been taken off YouTube. We found 30 seconds of it.
We've learned
part of montages.
LeBron controls the media. We learned that years ago when he got dunked on at his basketball camp, and that video disappeared.
Well,
remember
they
that?
Did take
happened.
That tape away. Yeah,
it
it's a high
happened.
School kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It didn't happen.
So tired of him. This is all wrong. Now you've
just
gone
a weird,
and made me angry.
It's just a weird feeling, like at least nationally, I suppose the message seems to be it's LeBron's mission. You know what I mean? And LeBron cannot be stopped because he's on a mission. I just hope that somewhere in the, and Mavs fans I'm sure hope, when the story is written about LeBron and all those championships, like he had to wait. You know, this was part of the struggle. You know how everybody
process.
Has to go through it. They had the 9-8 record. They had the 0-4 streak where they cried. Well, then they got ousted by the Mavs, you know, in that one magical season of the Mavs. And then they won 7 in a row. Wouldn't that be a cool way to write the story? Because they're going to win it sometime.
I just feel you're testing me.
What do you mean?
Just this anger. This is driven by the dark side of the force, Master Yoda told us. We cannot allow anger to be the fuel. We must avoid it.
So, Tom, you guys want to play that one piece of audio you sent? There's a really funny... It's funny that you're saying this. Channel 21 promo. Did you hear that?
No.
Channel 21, which is airing some Mavs pregame stuff. Tom found a very objective, journalistic promo.
Right.
Which promotes their coverage of this Mavs series. They're kind of right down the middle. I'm not sure if...
Let's hear it.
I'm not sure if you'll be able to tell what side they're on.
All right.
The match is set. It's good versus evil. Dirk and the Mavs are facing the mercenaries of the Miami Heat for the NBA title. Who will guard LeBron? Who will guard Dirk? Can the Heat bench outplay the Mavs bench? Will the refs give Dwayne Wade every call like they did last time? Gina Miller and the TXA 21 sports team will analyze the
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't tell
like
who they're rooting for.
Right,
I don't know.
That's really amazing. Wow.
Like if it was on Mavs.com or something, that'd be one thing, right?
The mercenaries.
That's Channel 21.
Of Miami.
Boy, this series needs to start quick.
They've got more black guys.
Before my
no
head
fair.
Explodes. All right.
Is that fair? No.
No fair. It's 2:13 at Sports Radio 13.